Last year was a record-setting year. They raised 7.2 million pounds. This year, we were about 60,000 shy of 9 million pounds. We basically, I'm just saying, nearly 9 million pounds raised this year. We reached more people this year. We experimented with some new things. We did some online donations of non-perishable goods. In other words, you are able to, for the first time ever, buy non-perishables and have them delivered to the food bank, which we made it easier for people through today's technology to donate and help out those families in need.
And OPM recently came out with a survey that kind of showed employee morale has really dipped recently. Do you think that had any sort of effect on this campaign?
Well, the numbers kind of speak for themselves, you know, that we exceeded, you know, the amount that was donated by approximately 2 million pounds this year compared to last year. Although employee morale, you know, may be indicated low in the viewpoint survey, federal employees care about America. They care about those that are less fortunate than themselves. And those are two kind of separate things when it comes to morale and that. They want to help fix America, and they've always been committed to it. And that's why with sequestration, with furloughs, with all that's going on, government shutdown, federal employees were still giving, because we have what I like to refer to as the working hungry. There are federal employees that use the food bank. Even before the furlough, there were federal employees that, you know, that were struggling and needed help. And so we're giving, I give, to help out fellow federal employees as well as other not as fortunate people.
And where do the non-perishable goods and the online donations that you talked about, do they go to specific charities? How does the whole process work?
Well, you know, what I like to focus on is what I call the Feeding America organization. Feeding America has a consortium of all the food banks throughout the entire United States. And they're able to redistribute those, you know, those supplies as needed when a natural disaster occurs somewhere. So I encourage, in Feds Feeds Families, we encourage them to donate to a food bank or a food pantry. Now, if you find there are other organizations that benefit from those food banks, National Capital Area Food Bank redistributes food to Northern Virginia, to Maryland, and the Fredericksburg Food Bank, for example, but also, you know, my new friends at the Artemis Shelter House, they donate to them too, or they're able to come up there and at a very low cost buy certain supplies or whatever. But Department of Homeland Security, you know, if they're close, they're very close to, like, the shelter house, so they donate directly to them, and that counts. You can donate to anybody you want to, but if you're looking for somebody, I always tell my chairs and champions in the federal government, go to a food bank, because food banks redistribute.
Now, the campaign ran over the summer
and
ended in August. So what was the purpose of having this event today?
Oh, this was the closing. You know, like any project, when you start, you have to initiate it and start it. You know, you have a start date. So before you get started, you got to get everybody revved up. You have to get all your lieutenants together, your lieutenants to accomplish something. Say, I need you to take care of this, take care of that. I need you to do this. We need each of you to raise, based upon the number of employees you have, so many pounds. And so that was the start. When we end it, we want to recognize those that have achieved above and beyond. Everybody pretty much met their goal, but some went way above and beyond. And those prime examples are the two Hall of Famers that donated twice as much as the highest in any other category. So Dr. Fletcher Honeymoon and Mr. Michael Galfrancesco both donated over 8,000 pounds, one 8,200, the other one 11,500 pounds. So it was a chance to recognize them for what they did, and then to recognize all the Hall of Famers for what they did to help make this a success.
I noticed you also had an award called the Fired Up Award. Tell me about that and what that's for.
Okay, so last year they called it the Most Improved Award, but the campaign slogan was Fired Up. Fired up to put a dent in hunger. Fired up to defeat hunger in our lifetime. And so Fired Up means you're very inspired. You went above and beyond. The National Credit Union Administration last year donated 322 pounds. This year, they donated 22,068 pounds. That is way above what we expected them to do. We wanted everybody just to meet their best. We didn't have goals. We said, just meet your best. Well, 322 compared to 22,000, I call that the fire of the worst. We needed to recognize them so that others will try to achieve and do the same next year.